they're both doing really well. EJ's doing a great job of commanding the huddle. Connor's taking steps forwards too from last year. They both feel like they're very good, very comfortable in the offense.
Had a lot of work, obviously, with first team against Khalil's and Bruce's and guys like that. What do you think that you've grown over the last 4 or 5 weeks?
A lot, man. You know, you're going against guys like Khalil and Bruce every day, and you have no choice but to get better. You know, defensive player of the year last year, Khalil. Bruce is one of the top defensive players in the league. So it's like, you know, you have no choice but to get better. And I get better every day going against those guys.
You want all your pieces and plays. I'm sure everyone would have liked Donald to be here the whole time. But how helpful has that been to your development to sort of get extra time?
Well, I'm really focusing on, like, in training camp I was and practicing now is just getting better technique-wise, learning the game better. And, you know, it's definitely helped going against players like Khalil and Bruce and just having another year in this offense. So I've taken it step by step.
What was the biggest thing in technique that you were coming into camp doing you had to get better at?
I think, you know, one thing I want to do is expand my knowledge of the game. Technique-wise, you know, hand placement, footwork, and pass and the run. I think those are very important. You know, offensive line is the kind of position where the small details matter, and that's what I was really trying to improve on.
Well, when you say expand your knowledge of the game, how is that manifested? How have you done that?
So, you know, when you're looking at defenses, different coverages you might see might predict different things for the defenses to do. Stance alignment, stance, you know, weight of each guy's stance, learning a guy that you're going against that week and kind of studying him in the sense of what he likes to do and things like that. So all that goes into the game itself.
Your second year at Padal, obviously, you see somebody like Sharp coming in and playing left tackle with the first team offense. I mean, what's some of the advice you could give him, or what have you seen from him thus far?
David's a really good player, man. He's a smart guy. He obviously comes from a good conference, SEC. So he's coming. He's used to going against really good players, and he's done a very good job of developing and learning the offenses and learning the things Coach Tice wants us to improve on. So I just gave him the advice of just take it one day at a time and improve from yesterday and focus on one thing in practice and just keep working on your technique and your goals.
As the game, I guess that's what everybody says, in the first year to second year, it slows down. Have you felt that?
Absolutely. I think year one and going into year two, this is year two for me. So I think that year two, the kind of things that you see kind of slows down, like you said, just because you've experienced everything one time already. So it's kind of even from like your game one to game two, it's a big jump. Year one to year two is a big jump. So.
What were those days in Napa like when there were only 10, 11 offensive linemen? Working with one before your day would end, you know, you would be working a lot more than just that.
Absolutely. Those were, you call those dog days of camp, man. But I think it got me better. Really training myself to do a lot of reps and be pushing, fighting through, going against guys like Khalil Mack and then having more reps than most guys would. I think my conditioning has really improved, and I think the game is going to be slower for me. I'm going to be very, very well conditioned for the game. And because I push myself hard in practice.
With preseason games, do you tell yourself it's a real game to get that right mindset? Or what's your pregame approach to a preseason game?
Absolutely. I take the preseason like a regular game. So I do all the same things I would do for a regular game just to, you know, it's really like 4 trial runs to get ready for week one and go into the regular season. So absolutely.
Talking about going up against Mack a lot, but you've gone up against Kowser a lot too. Like, what are your impressions of having to deal with him?
Oh, he's a very good player, man. He's a guy that's gonna give you all the effort that you can possibly imagine, man. You're gonna have to block him from snap to whistle, and that's not an understatement. He's a very hardworking defensive player. He has very good technique. He's a lot stronger than he looks. I know he's not the biggest guy, but he's a lot stronger than he looks, and he's a smart player, so he knows who he's going against.
Might be tough for you to answer this, but when Mack is going 100%, is he blockable?
Very, very hard. Very hard for you. You know, in my opinion, when Mack wants to get there, it's a matter of time before he gets there. So.